Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about collecting payments for land sold for years. What does it mean? How to collect payments for land that you sell for years and years and years. Awesome show today. First, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com, our online community. It's free.
Cool. Matt asked, I'm looking at optioning a property in Texas and just found that it has a warranty deed with a vendor's lien. Can you help me out with what this means exactly?
Sure. Do you want to take it?
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, so if there's a filed recorded lien against a property in our niche here, in this asset type, really in any niche, but it's extremely rare to find a rural piece of vacant land with no mortgage on it with a vendor's lien. Sometimes it's vendor's lien, sometimes it's mechanic's lien. And what I would do, the short answer is this, and I'll give the long answer then. I would run away from this deal.
Yeah.
What it means is that a vendor probably did some work to the property, maybe started building a house, maybe poured a foundation, you name it, bladed a road, and he didn't get paid. The guy who owns the property didn't pay him. So he filed a lien against it. A contractor's lien is called sometimes. In Arizona, it's called a mechanic's lien, even if it is a contractor, which is a little misleading. You do not want to buy a property that has liens on it, and we should talk about that more.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I just thought of another important point on this. If you don't have, the data that we use in this, we use that data because I can put in there, an improved percentage of zero or null. So one thing I want to say, Matt, is I'm wondering if where you're getting your data, you don't have that option. Because trust me, we know this. There's a lot of data out there that you don't have that option. So you might accidentally come across things like this that we don't, because I'm able to put that in there. There might be a structure on there, and it has a little bit of an improved value on it, and you weren't able to clear that out. Does that make any sense, Jack?
No, it completely makes sense. And in fact, that's a great point. You smoke almost all. This is why I've never seen it, probably. Now, you're actually answering it for me. We don't see this almost ever. In fact, I've never seen it because we smoke that out through the data way, and they never get a letter from us. There's no improvements on it. Theoretically, it's possible that you could send, the approved value is zero because the structure never got completed or they never pulled a permit or a bunch of reasons. But Jill's right. The way that we send letters out, offers out, people with no mortgages get the property and no improvement value. So,
right.
That smokes like almost all the property problems out.
Right, because the last thing you want to be doing is sending offers to these people. That's how many offers do you have accidentally sent that might have things like this? And this is a whole extra bit of work that you have to do that we don't deal with.
Yeah, as far as liens go, we get this question a lot, and I think that this is the bigger question here. How do you check to see if a property has liens? We stopped doing that years ago because it's expensive and time consuming. And we just have all the deals we've done. We've never had a lien issue.
Right.
If you're bent on it and you really want to do it, just check Google or get title insurance. I think Title Pro 24/7, which is a product that is in our Land Academy membership bundle of tools, has a lien piece to it.
Right.
In fact, I know it does.
Right. There's a lien against this. I really think that there's some kind of improvement on it, even just a slab or something. So that's where it's popping up. So
that's a good question, Matt.
Yeah, if you're looking for that kind of property, okay. But yeah, you need to. Yeah, that's not our number one thing.
Yeah,
it's not in our niche.
Hey, the first thing you want to do too is to ask the seller about it. Call them back. What the heck is this?
What is this exactly?
They'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, this is the meat of the show, collecting payments for land sold for for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Jill, break it down for us.
This is the best. This is what you really want to do.
This is why we're here.
Exactly. It's great to buy it and flip it for cash, but you got to keep doing that over and over and over and over again every month, you know, to make whatever income and money that you want to do. So we prefer to, you know, buy properties, flip them for cash, have this healthy acquisition fund. So now I can go out and get more and more of the properties that I want to just have in my inventory for years with payments coming in.
Yeah.
So that's really the goal here. You want to be able to wake up tomorrow and know that payments are coming in. Maybe it's $5,000 a month. Maybe it's $10,000 a month, whatever it is. And they're probably a lot of smaller transactions too. You're probably getting, you know, the way we kind of promote it and help people do it is go for the, you know, $100 a month, $200 a month, $250 a month. I mean, think about who your buyers are, what they can afford, and that's really where it is. So if my buyers, you know, I find a sweet spot, I can find a lot of people, which is kind of ours. Maybe it's around $200 a month. All right, 10 of those, now I got $2,000 a month. 100 of those, I got $20,000 a month. Huh, gee, that's how it works. And by the way, when you have, you know, 200 of those, sure, it took you a couple years to get there. That's okay. But if one or two, you know, stop paying, something happens, you know, whatever, it's not going to sink the ship. That's okay. I'm down to 19,600 this month. Okay, I think I'm okay, you know, or whatever it is.
This is not a new business model, and as far as shows go, this might be on the little more basic side for us, but it's really, really worth getting down to the level where everyone understands it because it's so important. So let me describe the business model in some other industries, and it'll all completely make sense. In the used car business, it's extremely abundant where you walk in and you say, I'd like to buy a car. And they say, great, that section over there, those are $99 down, $99 a month. And, well, where did the guy get his inventory, the dealer? He got it from either an auction or some other source. He probably paid $1,000, $1,500 for it. And the buyer's going to pay $100 a month. And he mm-hmm. accumulates a ton of those.
Right.
And at some point, breakpoint month, it starts paying for itself. He's got so much money coming in that he's paying all his bills, and he's got enough money to go buy new cars to perpetuate it.
Right.
We have a customer, getting back to real estate. He begs us for property that's adjacent to a freeway. And I mean a freeway, like I-10, I-17, I-95 on the East Coast. I'm sorry, I-75, I-95. He buys a property from cash from us, and he puts a sign on there. You know, he puts a billboard.
Right.
So it's getting more difficult to do that because of regs. But then he leases that billboard out to anybody, let's say Walmart, and has an income stream forever. This guy has tons of these properties.
Right.
So this is our way of doing that. And software does it. So if you have any Adobe products, you spend $25 a month to use their software. They update it automatically for you. Used to be, not so long ago, you'd have to go spend $1,000 on an Adobe product.
Right.
And it's out of date in a year.
Exactly.
Now you just pay $25. It's called software as a service. If you ever say CSAAS, software as a service. Mm-hmm. That's a payment method.
Exactly.
The key takeaway from this is this. The buyer base for payments is infinitely larger than for cash.
Mm-hmm. I've had buyers with all kinds of income streams. I mean, think about it. There's a lot of people out there that are struggling to pay $600, $800, even $1,000 for rent. Maybe they're on Social Security, you know, whatever their financial situation is. And then the thought of, because this is attainable for them, I can pay $200 a month. I can own a piece of property in 6 years, and I can move my mobile there, which is, I don't know, maybe I pay $10,000 or $15,000 for it or something like that. And then I get to own it. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that you're fulfilling their dream, and they can afford that.
That's right. Mobile homes, you know, you've heard us, Jill and I, talk about it in the past. The properties that we sell overnight, retail, not even wholesale, are zoned for mobiles. The country seems to be packed with people who just want to buy, you know, move a mobile onto mm-hmm. a property that they own free and clear, or that they're making payments on, and get off the grid, and they have no bills.
Right.
So I hope that's super clear. What you want to do is pay a small amount of money for an asset that you can, and then sell it on terms.
Exactly.
And people love it.
They do.
Hey, and if they stop paying, and a lot of them do, you still own the asset mm-hmm. in most cases.
That's true.
You just reset, the clock just restarts again.
Yeah. In the majority of the states that we work, or all of the states that we work with, you don't have to record a deed or anything like that when you're doing seller financing. So the property still stays in your name. You have a contract with this person. That's how they're bound to make the payments and all that good stuff. Like Jack just said, if anything happens and they fall off the planet, something crazy happens, you still own the asset. It's still yours.
Right.
And so you can, and if you have multiple of those, like I was explaining, all those payments coming in, it's not like you have one or two or three rental houses where like, oh shoot, now I got to pay it. Oh gosh, the mortgage is due and all that good stuff. Uh-uh. A, you paid for it outright. It's cash. You don't owe any money on it. That's okay. And then number two, you have 25 of them. So if one person, you know, falls off for a few months while you repost it and sell it and everything, it's not going to sink the ship.
Exactly. You know, we don't talk too much about sales because we're like an acquisition machine here, and it's just so easy to sell stuff. So I'm glad we did this show. I mean, I'm glad we're doing this show. Mm-hmm. You buy some asset for $1,000, $1,500, and sell it forever.
Right.
Forever and ever and ever.
And that's the thing. It's interesting when you get into this business, and like you just brought up about the mobile home, you know, zoning, those parcels, there's so many people out there that I didn't even realize it until I got into this business, that those properties that we acquire that are zoned for temporary or modular or mobile kind of commercial type of uses, those go the fastest.
Yeah.
They really do. That's what everybody, that's what people want. This whole tiny house movement thing, you know, anything with, it's like with wheels. I say tiny house, but it's really kind of things with wheels. Like
RVs.
RVs, mobile homes, you know, any kind of a camper situation.
Yeah.
That you can just roll right up on there and, gosh, hang out for 30 days or, you know, 30 months. You know, whatever people want to do. Those really go the fastest.
Right.
And it's great.
Join us on another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You are not alone in your collecting payment ambition.
In your payment collection ambition.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
You're not alone.
We have properties. I've got properties that have 30, like a full mortgage.
Yeah.
30 years of payments.
I have a funny one. Remember this one? I love this one. There was a guy that was totally testing our model, and he bought a property from us off eBay years ago, right?
Yeah.
Because he's in this business, and he's like, okay, what's this all about? He, by the time it was done, he was in for like, it was a quarter acre, I think it was a quarter acre property, and he paid about $350 for it all in. So what'd he do? He turned around, sold it to a woman for $50 a month. For 2 years. She thought she won. So think about this. $50 yeah. a month. So $1,200. And he paid $350. He's like, all right, I get it. You know, it was just a simple little test.
Yeah.
And he's like, I see how that works.
Yep.
Like, yeah. So, and you know what was even funnier too, if I remember correctly, I think the down payment was like $350 or something. Like he got the money back right then.
Yeah.
So the $50 for 2 years was just kind of nothing. You know, it was just like gravy.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
really, how it goes.
I've done a specific $50 test, mm-hmm. you know, on assets that you pay less than $500 for, mm-hmm. and you know, if you get the right buyer, it's great. Mm-hmm. Almost anybody can afford $50 to own real estate.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, but the rescission rate's a little bit higher, just because I think whatever life circumstances happen, it's just easier for people to blow off $50.
Not if you have them on auto pay like I do.
You know, well, I mean, you're better at that, way better at that than I am.
But yeah.
The $50 model really, really, really works. Yeah. That's my point.
That's true. $50, $100, $150. A lot of people, they don't even think about it when it comes out of their account. When we get to $200 and over $200, now they got to think about it. And they almost sometimes have to budget for it.
Right.
So, but those are great. I love them.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.